look with me at John chapter 18, verse 37. Pilate says, "So you are a king?" In other words, Jesus, you're admitting that you are claiming some type of kingly power and you've got a kingly agenda? The Jews are right then, aren't they, Jesus? You do claim to be a king. So notice Jesus's agenda. He responds by saying, "For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." So once again, Jesus is describing the nature of his kingdom. The kingdom of Jesus is not from this world, and the nature of the kingdom is to disclose the truth about God, his coming judgment of sinners, and the salvation to all those who would trust in God's gospel, or as Jesus would say, those who listen to truth. To which Pilate responds, "What is truth?" And yet, truth was the one looking Pilate in the eye. The Jews couldn't see past their quest to be self-righteous, and Pilate couldn't see past his quest to be powerful, and so they both missed the truth. Is there something you're not willing to look past in your own life in order to see the truth of who Jesus is? Could it be your own hypocrisy, your own thirst for power? Is it that you want to be the self-determiner of your own life? If those walls stay in place, you will not see the truth of who Jesus is. If you're a believer, I want to invite you to pray today, and that you would pray for Sirpong Yaobang and his family, our missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the Bina LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Nigeria and Tanzania.